Or what do we have?
I'm trying to figure out from...
What do we have in change?
Well, you know what? I think we need to get about another $900 or so to hit the next 1,000. We're at $45,094.
$94? Okay.
Yeah. So, if you want to call in and help us go over to the $46,000 mark, whatever you can give, you can do a 6-month pledge. You don't have to do it all at once. If it would be easier to break up the payments, we do set it up for a 6-month period, and you can give so much per month.
That's right, Connie. We don't ask for you to make any payments today, just a pledge, just a gift of support, just a promise. God's promises is what we're standing on today. And you can stand on those promises too. And all you need to do is give us a promise today by calling in, making that pledge of support, and then we send out a thank you letter along with a return envelope, and you can get that pledge back to us as you see fit. There is no due date or deadline. So if that's holding you back, well, there you go. Now you know. You don't have to worry. So give us a call at 888-221-8990, locally 772-221-1100.
And you are listening to WCNO Palm City.
Praise we bring, oh God, be lifted up, let the widow find new joy, and the weary man rejoice, in the praise we bring, oh God, be lifted.
Lifted Up by Don Moen right here on WCNO. And if that music's lifting you up, give us a call. You're listening to WCNO 89.9 FM in Palm City, and we're doing our fundraiser. And I had a couple people tell me that I needed to clarify something. Alan was on his way in, and he heard it, and he got all excited because I think I said it backwards.
Yeah, you said you said we're just under the $150,000 level, and I'm saying to myself, praise the Lord, hallelujah, what happened? I missed it. And then you said, well, we've raised a little over $45,000, and we need about $150,000 to go, and we do, and that's why we're here. We really, really need you to step up to the Lord and do the Lord's work, because each and every one of us has a biblical responsibility to spread the good news. And that's what WCNO is all about. And it's very easy to do. There are four ways of doing it, and they're all easy. Two ways are phone calls locally, 772-221-1100, or toll free 888-221-8990. Or you can use the internet and go to WCNO.com, make a pledge or make a donation online. Or as Connie said yesterday, you can mail it in. Actually, there are five ways you can come to the station.
Yeah, and we did have somebody come to the station yesterday.
That's wonderful. And it's really, really necessary in this period that we have for our prayer and praise time, that we come to you twice a year. And as Connie just said a little while ago, all of the money that is donated goes for the purpose of keeping WCNO on the air. And we really appreciate the fact that so many of you are making pledges, so many of you are listening. But, you know, it's not only about you individually. It's about spreading the word. It's about helping others. And as I've said before, I am a converted Orthodox Jew. I accepted Jesus Christ on July 18th of 2009, and it has made an immeasurable difference in my life. The Bible says you're a new person, you're transformed. And the Bible is true, and I'm a witness to that. I am nothing like I was before July 18th of 2009. I pray that many of you think I'm for the better, but the point is you do live a better life. You do have thoughts of helping others, of being generous, of having a wholesome family life. And these are changes that people undergo. And that's why so many people in prison ministries, as an example, accept Jesus Christ. They're not looking to get out of jail. Many people who accept Christ in jail are lifers. They're going to be in jail for the rest of their life, but yet they're ministered to. They see the value of putting your trust and faith in the Lord, our Son, Jesus Christ.
You know, Alan, that you mentioned that, I had a caller a little while ago, and we were talking about how they've been praying for some people in their family, and that's what happened to one of them. They ended up in jail. They made some mistakes. They paid for it, but along the way, they met the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, right there behind those bars. That's where they met Jesus, and it was a life-saving event for them. And, you know, that's the thing, is this radio ministry reaches into places like that. It reaches all over, and it, you know, it all fits hand in hand. We have a lot of people in South Florida that are Messianic believers. We play Messianic music, and it's not something you normally hear around too much. And it's unusual to hear a testimony like yours. It's really uplifting. I've talked to some people, you know, like there's one person in particular from down south, and we've talked about it, and they were talking about some of the Messianic congregations that they go to, and you know, it's just a real blessing that you can turn on a radio station and hear a variety of styles of music, but music that's being played by Messianic believers. And you know, Tom was talking a lot about that yesterday, going back to Israel, and, you know, kind of all ties in. But, you know, there's just so much that goes out over these airwaves. And, Michelle, I think you had something there you wanted to add to that.
Well, we were just talking earlier about God's promises. And I know all of us here have been blessed by God's promises, and we can stand on those promises. And we all know that when you give, you get blessed more abundantly than what you could have ever given out. You know, he does bless you back, and we all know that. And if you want to stand on that promise and that blessing, well, give us a call at 888-221-8990 or locally 772-221-1100. have faith and know that He is God, and know that He is your God, and He's a great God. He's a loving God. He's a giving God. You definitely will not have to worry about your giving not being returned, because it always does get returned. So if you'd like to be blessed today, give us a call. Our phone lines are open, and we're waiting for you to give us a call right now.
Yeah, and something else Alan said, his life was better after he met Christ. And, you know, while he was sitting there saying that, I'm listening, and there's a song up there, Your Love is Better. And I thought, well, that just fits right into what Alan was just saying, the song, just sitting right there waiting for him.
Yes.
You know, and it's funny how that works, but we know the hand of God is working in here.
That's right, yeah. We see it every day. I mean, and then I shudder to wonder how many people would not have been able to hear the good word if it weren't for Christian radio. So I'm here to help fight that good fight and keep Christian radio on the air, because it may be blessing somebody that I know. It may be blessing one of my family members in another state. I'll never know. And until we get to glory, probably it will always remain a mystery. But I have faith, and I know that it is happening and it is being done. So we give all the glory to God for that.
Amen. Well, we'll go ahead and get back to this song, Your Love is Better. The lines are open. Give us a call. We're all sitting here, Michelle, Alan, myself, and we got Sharon in the background, and she's going to be taking some calls here. So,
right. And Gerald.
And Gerald. We want to put Sharon to work because she looks like she needs something to do. We're just kidding with her. But anyway, we appreciate everybody. And we're available. You know, again, stop by, say hi, and we're going to get back to some music now. Your Love is Better, right here on WCNO.
Give us a call at 888-221-8990 or locally 772-221-1100.
Or go online to WCNO.com, and you can put in your pledge there.
The bride, so you